There's a certain beauty. When you fly and you're landing at twilight and you see the runway lights and the colors in the sky, which can be stunning, that combined with the technology of what keeps you there and everything that you have to do, to me, is just fascinating in a great way. My name is Daniel Laufer. I'm an associate principal cellist of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, and I've been with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra for 22 years. I think I can draw a parallel, actually, between playing an instrument and the thought of flying an aircraft, which is there's very little room, actually, for error when you think about it. Certainly when you fly, you don't want to have any errors, but in music, it's very unforgiving. I mean, we are taught that nothing less than perfection is actually what we're striving for, because if we play something out of tune, everybody hears it. And that's only the beginning, because we're supposed to really get to the essence of the music, which is what we do with the notes, how we touch people through what we do, or what I like to call, you know, storytelling through our instruments. I grew up in a quite musical family. My father, well, since I can remember, was a cellist. And my father had a violin where he took out the plug on the backside where the chin rest is, and he kind of put a makeshift end pin in, the part of the cello that sticks into the ground, just kind of a rod. And whenever my dad would practice, I could sit with it as if it was a small cello and just pretend to play a cello while I watched my dad. That was probably when I was, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. And at that time, we lived in Germany. My father was principal of different orchestras in Europe. And I guess I wanted to, you know, be like my dad. My mother was a classical ballerina, and she was always trying to help me be older than I was by understanding really at a deeper level what music really is about. Colors in music and the phrasing, the timing. Color in music. If you see a very romantic sunset, you know, the reds, the yellows, it's usually kind of a nice feeling to have. As that translates into music, we want to create those kind of moods or emotions. People might not understand exactly why they suddenly feel that way, but you know when you touch them by how they look. The color that you need to produce, you have to feel. You can't just say, I'm going to play a warm sound. I mean, you can to a certain degree, but it won't have exactly the same depth as when you really feel it and then when everybody else feels it. When I move with my instrument, when it comes to just in general what one sees on stage when I play, it's I try to really get into the music. The more experiences you have, personal experiences, both, shall we say, joyful or sad, and anything in between, affects how you communicate your music, because ultimately, it's not a mechanical thing we do. Ultimately, what you're trying to do is to tell a story and to touch somebody's heart, but you have to feel it first to be able to do that. I've always been a very expressive player, but I think especially the last 2-3 years, a light bulb went off in my head to a much deeper degree than I ever realized, and I don't think it would have happened any other way, which is I went through a very difficult time with my parents, who were both very ill, and we lost my father very unexpected. And there are certain emotions that come with that depth, that really kind of hit your core. and I just realized, even during the time that I was going back and forth visiting them, that what we really do through music is we're communicating, and it's not notes, it's not music, but it's really feelings and emotions and how we feel, how we certainly interpret certain music. as some people are very skilled in talking to an audience and trying to reach them with their words, I think musicians are doing the same thing through their instruments and ideally through the music that we do. It's something that stylistically, depending what you do, you're going to move. But I'm incredibly comfortable behind the cello, express myself in many, many different ways. And that kind of communication comes obviously through what comes out of my instrument, but also physically. I want people to see that I'm having a good time, not because I want to move to look like I'm having a good time, but I really do have a good time. So I was not always as, shall we call it, in motion as I am today. It was, I think, an evolution over quite a few years, becoming more comfortable with really expressing what I truly feel inside and realizing it's okay to do so.